This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's a fair question, right? How it can possibly be that nothing has changed about guns at the federal level since Sandy Hook? I mean, we know why, right? And I'll get to that. But look, this isn't, we understand, on the face of it, it's not a classic Marketplace story about business and the economy. It's a horrible tragedy every time something like this happens, whether it happens in a school or a supermarket or a movie theater. And the victims and their families and all of us, I guess, need time and space. But guns are a business, a big multi-billion dollar business in this country, and we can't not talk about that part of it. So we're gonna. David Gura works for NPR now, but 10 years ago, when all those kids were killed in Sandy Hook, David was working here. And as we tried back then to find our way through that tragedy, we put David on the story, the how and the why and the process of the business of guns in America. So from the archives, as a place to start, part of one of David's pieces now. And remember, the theme of the program today about guns at the federal level, nothing has changed.
The first gun is a pump-action Remington 870. That's the most popular shotgun ever made. I'm in Shooter's Supply in Berlin, Maryland, and the shop's owner is Bob Arthur.
It has that distinctive sound that everybody knows. You can get them in long barrels, short barrels. This one has an 18.5-inch barrel. It's compact, so you can keep it in a closet and it'd be ready for quick use.
To buy one, I'd need to fill out a 4473. That's a 6-page form from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Name, address, social security number is optional. And there's a half a page of yes or no questions. Are you a felon? Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana? Arthur has to write down the type of gun, the make and model, the serial number. Then he calls the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And he gives them only the most basic information, name, address.
They give me a yay or a nay, and out the door you go. It's quick and easy. And we take credit cards.
That form, the 4473, won't go anywhere. By law, Arthur has to hold on to it for 20 years. That means the FBI doesn't have anything close to a complete record of what guns are sold. In most states, that's it. That's the background check. But this is Maryland. And say you want to buy a semi...
Let me jump in here for a second. And yeah, I know this is unusual in the middle of a piece, but it's unusual for us to run a story by a guy who doesn't even work here anymore. You know? That bit David just walked us through. That was the federal background check process for buying a firearm back in 2013 when he reported this story. And we checked this morning, and the 6-page form he was talking about, pretty much the same today, as is that instant criminal background check process the seller did with the FBI. Congress hasn't passed a new background check law or any gun safety law since this story ran and since 26 people, 20 of them children, were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary more than 9 years ago. New laws on the sale of firearms, if any, have been passed state by state. Maryland, for instance, the store that David went to, they've really tightened up. But to get back to where we started, how it can be that on the federal level, nothing has changed in the sale or regulation of guns in this economy since Sandy Hook. Well, here's how. And it's not like this is a secret, but we have come to a place where we can't even have a conversation about new federal gun safety laws, where leaders of the Republican Party and Republicans in the Senate, and yes, a couple of Democrats, won't engage beyond thoughts and prayers. And as long as that's the case, what happened yesterday in Uvalde can only keep on happening. And you can say I'm being partisan if you want. And maybe I am. I'm being partisan for a functioning democracy, for sensible laws, and for our kids not being killed in their classrooms.